I recently started playing video games with my son, and I am trying to be intentional about how I teach him to play. Even though this is my son's first time playing video games, I don't just let him win, not only because I'm a fierce competitor myself, but also because I want him to learn how to lose graciously. Also, when he wins a game, I expect my son to be humble in his victory. Unfortunately, I often see that even grown-ups aren't so good at losing or winning graciously. I want my son to grow up being competitive and trying his best, but when the results are in and he doesn't win the game, I want him to congratulate the winners and acknowledge their victory. With the results of the municipal election, some Delton celebrated and others expressed disappointment. However, the Bible claims that these leaders have been instituted by God, Rom. 13:1. I recognize that some of you are disappointed, but your disappointment shouldn't cause you to be unsupportive of the leaders. I know that some of you are ecstatic, but you should accept victory humbly, recognizing that the goal isn't to beat others but for us to work together for the good of our city. The Bible teaches that the best response is to pray for our city. We should seek the welfare of the city in which we live, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, because in its welfare, we will find our welfare, Jer. 29:7. I love how logical this verse is. The best way forward is to pray for our city and pray that the elected leaders do the best job possible. We ought to desire the welfare of our city because we will find our own welfare in it. The most logical response for any responsible citizen of our city is to wish that the leaders do a great job and serve our city well. However, the Bible says that we don't have to just wish, we can do much better. We can pray for them.